Heck of a job for us, especially considering our bullpen was really light tonight after that series in D.C. So we needed to get some distance out of Grant, and he gave us that six solid innings and set us up for that win. And Bummer and Piams came in, got some really big outs for us to get to Suarez. So it's great when you can rest your pen, your back end of your pen, and still win the game. I mean, it's tough to do, but got the big hit from Mikey. So he's really feeling it right now. I mean, we've seen him like this before, but this might even be another level. Big time hit by Mikey. So yeah, that's a really good win right there.
This season's already provided so many special moments. I mean, how do you sort of put into words that one tonight?
Well, I said this earlier too, when we won a game, something like that, sort of like that. When you have good years, you have to win games like that. When you have a really good year, you'll look back and say, there'll be 10, 12 games where you say, man, how do we win that game? Yeah, that tends to happen in your really good year. So hopefully that's a good sign.
Did you know Harris, was he always available for pinch hitting?
Or yeah.
Were you at all worried about sending him up there in that situation, or was that kind of the plan all along?
No, I mean, if the situation showed itself, I was going to use him. And right there in the sixth, that was probably the only time I could have guaranteed that he was going to face a right-handed pitcher. Later in the game, they're gonna have somebody up for him. So, with a couple guys on and two outs, took a shot right there, and Mikey was ready. He'd been swinging in the cage. He was ready for that moment, and got a huge hit for us.
Michael said he's gonna rest on and see how he feels the next couple days. I assume you want to get him in the lineup as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But I figure you take that same approach there.
Oh, of course, yeah. We'll put him through the test again tomorrow. But we're going to be cautious here. It's soft tissue stuff can be tricky, So we want to use good judgment here. We got an off day coming up, but I'm hoping he can play tomorrow for sure.
What does this say about both your depth as a team and then as a coaching staff, where your best hitter is a late scratch, but you didn't overreact in April, and still gives you a chance.
Yeah, I've said this before. We have pieces this year, to do some things over the course of nine innings, especially position player wise. It's very versatile, very athletic bench. Look, my bench coach Tony Manzolino does a great job staying out in front of these things too. We're always talking and trying to stay out in front of the game, and he does a great job with that. So, we just have – it's just a differently built team than we've had here in the past. We hit Mikey there, and we can't play him on defense, but we can put Mateo at short, put Dubon in center, and still have a really good defense out there to protect the lead. So that's quite a luxury for a manager to have those pieces.
Seems like guys are doing the little things too, right? Like Dom beats out the infield single, Jorge steals a run with his speed, just all that stuff is adding up.
Yeah, look, I mean, when things are going well, it snowballs either way, right? Whether you're having a tough year or you're having a good year, and we've some breaks are going our way, and I know it's probably not always going to be that way, but a lot of times you end up making your own breaks, and I think we've done that too, because we have a talented roster and we're pitching well. And so, we're tough to beat right now.
Yaz got another hit.
Yeah, Yaz is coming along, man. And even on the road, he had some hard outs. He got the hit against the lefty too. And look right there. I mean, we got to keep in the game for defense. There's no pinch hitting for Yaz against the lefty right there, and. And we didn't have anybody play the outfield at that point. So, but yeah, I've given Yaz some at-bats against some left-handed relievers, and he's held his own. You know, he's taken some good at-bats, and I thought he had a good at-bat against Meza in Philly last week. And he got the hit off him there and hit the ball well, so yeah, it's going to be all right.
Well, Thursday for Robert Suarez, how are your feelings about Suarez and how he's doing right now?
Yeah. No, he's a game changer. Having that guy at the back end of the game, you know, especially when we had him and double barrel. And look, Suarez probably got most of the time while he's out being the ninth inning. And I'm not against putting him in the eighth on occasion, even still now with Iggy out, depending on what part of the lineup we're at and that type of thing. But most of the time, he's going to be in the ninth inning. But what a luxury to have a guy like that, one of the most dominant closers in the game. When we have a full pen with Iggy here, I could use Suarez at any point, you know, later in the game against the toughest part of the lineup. So, we got a really good bullpen.
And about Acuña, that home run to bring him back in that tough situation early in the game.
Yeah, look, Ronnie's been grinding, right? He's not hitting on all cylinders yet, but he's so talented that he can still change a game, and we saw that, right? I mean, he's just. He's just so gifted that even when he's not locked in, he can win you games on defense, you know, with his arm or with the bat. He's one of those guys that can do it all.
All right.
Thank you.